Chapter 4. Elaine got up early and went into David's room, and he was gone. She started calling him, but he didn't respond. Immediately, she thought about the call she received the night before. She frantically ran into the living room, hoping he would be there. He'd get up early sometimes to watch cartoons, but the room was empty. "David, David," she called out in despair, but still received no answer. She ran outside to the backyard to see if he was in the sandbox, but he wasn't. There was a secret hiding place she knew he would go, but she couldn't remember. On her way back to his room, she was starting to remember. There was a door in his room that she had overlooked. This door led to the attic where he would play a lot. Elaine quickly opened the door and ran upstairs. She got halfway up the stairs and heard his little voice. Tears poured from her eyes at the sight of him. "David, baby, you scared Mommy," she said in relief, hugging him. "Mommy, you can't interrupt the court case," he said with his little robe on. "Mommy thought something had happened to her little judge," she said, wiping her tears. "I'm fine, Mommy." "Okay, baby. We'll take a 5-minute break so I can talk to my mommy," he said, looking over at his toy robot. "Mommy came to wake you up. But you weren't there, sweetheart." "I always wake up early and play court because I want to be a judge, Mommy, when I grow up." "Mommy will love you and be proud of you, no matter what you become," she said. "I don't want you to be scared anymore, Mommy. I'll tell you when I play from now on," he said, giving her a big hug. "Okay, baby." She watched and smiled at him playing court with his toys. Of course, he was always the judge in court. Elaine believed Rudy had first started the game with him. It was one of many games the two would play. The two of them went down to his room and watched some cartoons. David's stomach was starting to mumble, and she knew it was time for breakfast. She looked over at him and smiled, glad to see his appetite hadn't changed. "I'm going downstairs to fix you some breakfast, okay? Some pancakes and sausages," he shouted. "Yes, David," she replied. On her way down, she heard a noise coming from the back door. She went back into David's room and grabbed one of his baseball bats. David looked over at her taking the bat, but didn't pay too much attention. She creaked down the stairs. Her heart started racing as she slowly came down the stairs and into the kitchen. The noises got closer as she moved more into the kitchen. She saw a tall man, broad shoulders with a black jacket that looked familiar. He turned around. It was her brother. He'd always come in the kitchen back door and grab something to eat. "Victor, what the hell are you doing?" she said, putting down the bat. "I always come in through the back," he answered. "This bat almost went upside your head." "Come on now, you won't hit me," he said with a banana in his mouth. "Intentionally, no, but I thought you were someone breaking in." "Did someone try to break in?" he asked. "No, but I did receive a crazy phone call last night." "Who was it? What did they want?" he asked, looking back at the counter. "Who they were, I don't know, but they wanted me to leave her with David," she replied. "You think it has anything to do with Rudy's death?" "Maybe. There have been a lot of strange things happening," she replied, leaning the bat against the wall. Elaine went to the refrigerator, getting what she needed for David's breakfast. She looked over at Victor eating his banana, like he and David did a lot. "Are you staying for breakfast?" she asked. "No, I've got things to do today." "Okay, I guess I'll see you later," she said. Elaine closed the door behind him as he left. She and Victor were the closest of all siblings. She always knew she could depend on him for anything. Along with her parents, he was her rock. Later on, she called for David to come down and eat his breakfast. He always came down with his judge's robe on. Sometimes he would trip, but he never allowed anyone to help him up. "Mommy, why did you take the bar downstairs?" Hesitantly, Mommy thought she had heard something in the kitchen. "Heard what?" he asked, eating his pancakes. "It was nothing. Eat your food, baby."